Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, and welcome to the Gospel of John, chapter 20. The story of the resurrection of Jesus begins with a lady named Mary Magdalene. She was a follower of Jesus, one who actually had a sordid past. What we know of Mary is that she was a demon-possessed woman whom Jesus had delivered, and from that time, she was one of the most devoted followers of Jesus. That's evidenced by her not being able to stay away from Jesus' tomb. Early on Sunday morning, days after Jesus' crucifixion, Mary comes to his burial place. Now, I've done enough funerals to know that there's just something about being at the burial site. Oftentimes, when a person loses a spouse or a child, after the funeral, when all the people have returned home, the living spouse or parents want to go back to the cemetery just to be with their loved one. They can't stay away. They want to fix the flowers and make sure everything is just right, or they just want to sit close by. Well, Mary is of the same mindset. She just wants to be close by her Lord. And upon arriving, she sees that something has been disturbed. The tombstone has been removed. And you will notice that a resurrection is the furthest thing from her mind. She thinks the body has been stolen by the authorities. Now remember, John has written this so that we would have eyewitnesses to deal with. So notice how many times the word see or saw comes up in our text. Mary saw the tombstone rolled away, is what it says in verse 1. John saw the grave clothes. Peter saw the grave clothes and the headcloth. John then saw the grave clothes and the headcloth in verse 8. So we have all of these eyewitnesses to the empty tomb, but it doesn't end there. The next thing we read is that Mary sees two angels and she sees the resurrected Lord. That's the major announcement of this whole chapter. I have seen the Lord. And then we read about the disciples who were scared and afraid, hiding out from the Jewish authorities, and that they get a visit from the resurrected Jesus, and the text says, they saw the Lord. And they tell one disciple, Thomas, who was not there when Jesus came to them, that they have seen the Lord. These are not hallucinations. It's one thing for one person to hallucinate. It's a completely different, astronomically unlikely thing for multiple people to hallucinate the same thing, much less 400 people that Paul tells us about in 1 Corinthians 15. These men and women were eyewitnesses to the resurrected Christ, and their testimony gives us much confidence today in our faith in the once dead, now living Jesus. Today when you pray, please pray for Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast in Canada and the United States.